Morning Watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 6, being a vessel unto honor and pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Wednesday, related verses. 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Psalms 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before your face. Luke 18:8. I tell you that he will carry out their avenging quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 3:15, that everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. Romans 12:4-5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Related reading. God is righteous as well as holy. Whereas holiness is related to God's inward nature, righteousness is related to God's outward acts, ways, actions, and activities. Everything God does is righteous. The righteousness of God is what God is in his action with respect to justice and righteousness. God is just and right. Whatever God is in his justice and righteousness constitutes his righteousness. God's works are his acts, whereas God's ways are his governing principles. If you know God's ways, you will not need to wait to see his works in order to praise him. Although his works have not yet come, you will know they will come because you know the governing principles by which God does things. The word faith bears two denotations. The first denotation refers to the things the believers believe in. It is the objective faith. The second denotation refers to the believing action of the believers. This is the subjective faith. Christ is the object of our faith. Here, faith is objective. Then we believe in the Lord. This believing is a subjective action, our acting faith in the Lord Jesus. The faith of the believers is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith. When we repented unto God, the pneumatic Christ as the sanctifying Spirit of God moved within us to be our faith by which we believed on the Lord Jesus. As sinners, we did not have faith. Faith came into us by our hearing the Word. This Word is just Christ Himself. When we heard the gospel, the preacher described Christ to us. The more we heard, the more we saw Christ and were attracted to Christ. The preachers preach Christ to present Christ's beauty. After hearing such a word about Christ, that is, after seeing such a Christ within us, there is an appreciation of Christ. And our appreciation of Him is the reaction to His attraction. We can believe in the Lord Jesus because we hear about Him, that is, we see Him. We read the Bible, and in the Bible, we see something about Him. Tell people about Christ in His divinity and humanity, in His being the only begotten Son of God and the firstborn Son of God. Many logical and thoughtful people would be attracted to such a wonderful person in the universe. After seeing such a Christ, who would not believe in Him? Faith comes from hearing. Hearing equals seeing, and seeing equals knowing Christ. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing is from the Word of Christ. When the proper preaching of the gospel is going on, the Spirit, the pneumatic Christ, accompanies that preaching. That preaching speaks Christ outside of you, but the pneumatic Christ right away accompanies that preaching and works within you. Then you repent and appreciate such a one. Spontaneously, something within you rises up. This is your faith, your believing. Your believing comes from your knowing of Christ. Your believing actually is your appreciation of Christ as a reaction to His attraction. Many young people have been attracted by the Savior's beauty. Even if their parents persecute them and threaten them to death, they will not give up their faith in Christ. This kind of faith is Christ Himself. By such a faith, the believing ones believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that they may be saved. They have access, through faith, into the grace in which they now stand.